Just after 9, I got up and walked out of the tapas bar to check that everything was okay with my daughters. I walked across the pool area towards the Ocean Club reception. I walked out through the reception, onto the road, and turned left. As I walked up the road, I passed Jerry talking to a British tourist, Jez Wilkins. I remembered Jerry had played tennis with him during the holiday. I remembered them being on the same side of the road as the Ocean Club reception. They were chatting. Jerry had his back to me, and Jez was on the road and had a pram with him, although I couldn't see if there was a child in it or not. I passed him without talking to them. I assumed that Jerry had already been to his apartment since he had been gone from the table a while. I carried on walking towards the top of the road. When I was about halfway between Jerry and Jez and the junction, perhaps 10 to 15 feet from the junction, I saw a man walking across the top of the street with a small child in his arms. He caught my attention because the child wasn't covered up. There was no blanket or anything. The man had a dark complexion. He looked about 35 or 40 years old. He was thin and probably around 5'10". He had very dark, thick hair, shiny, but a bit messy. It was long down to his neck, but shorter at the sides. He didn't look like a typical tourist. He was a bit scruffy. He was wearing baggy, yellowy-brown, linen-like trousers with a darker bomber-style jacket, but not really a thick one. I can't remember his shoes very well. They might have been black, fairly standard ones. He looked fairly wrapped up, which made me think he might not have been a tourist. The child was held at his chest, lying across his arms. The child was larger than a baby and appeared to be sleeping. I could only really see their legs properly. They were barefoot, wearing what looked like light-coloured cotton pyjamas, white or pink. I'm pretty sure there was a floral pattern on the pyjamas, and there was a turn-up or decoration around the ankles. I think the man might have glanced towards me for a second before walking off. After checking on my children, I returned to the restaurant.